Fireflies can make a summer night seem magical. But are you seeing fewer fireflies than you did when you were a kid?
It feels that way, but I think I don't go out and look for them like I did when I was a kid either.
Julie Cecchini is a self-proclaimed lover of bugs who has fond memories of catching fireflies as a child in her grandparents' backyard. Like many insects, fireflies, or lightning bugs, are declining.
There seem to be fewer, but I'm wondering if it's because of all the light in the world we have now and things that folks use on their yards and that.
Cecchini's questions led her to sign up for a recent firefly watch training at Beechwood Farms Nature Reserve, run by the Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania. Firefly Watch is a citizen science project to help researchers figure out what's affecting firefly populations. Andy Cubis went along to learn more.
The Photinus family glows greenish-yellow, and the Pyractomina glows amber.
You don't have to go to a class to become a volunteer for Firefly Watch, but if you do, you'll learn a lot. For starters, they aren't bugs or flies. They are bioluminescent beetles that light up because of a chemical reaction in their abdomen. Each variety sends out its own distinct signal.
This one does two flashes in a row. Flash, flash. Then he waits 4 seconds, flash, flash. This one does a flash, 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 flash. And then he stops, and he flash, flash, flashes again. So they can tell one from the other by the pattern of the flash and the length of the flash.
This is Scott Detweiler, a nature educator at Beechwood Farms. He's leading a small group of kids and adults through a firefly watch training. There are three common varieties in Pennsylvania. The one you see the most often is the Photinus pyralis, also known as the Big Dipper, because it makes a J-shaped swoop as it lights up. Fireflies use their bioluminescent signals to find and attract mates, kind of like a silent love song. The male flashes, and the female, hanging out in a tall blade of grass, sends a signal back saying, "Yeah, you seem good. Come introduce yourself." Fireflies also produce a chemical that makes them unappetizing to other creatures. In fact, fireflies are predators.
See, do we see any that are sitting on foliage? These guys are all moving. That's the adults. But see, there's one down here. See one sitting? And she's just doing a flash.
After a quick lesson on firefly behavior and mating rituals, Detweiler leads the group outside to practice the very simple protocol. All you need is a stopwatch and a couple of minutes once a week to do some counting.
You just kind of pick your spot, and just within your field of vision, how many do you see? All right, and that's all there is to it. So let's set one up. Let's do a 10-second count, and we'll see what numbers we come up with. Beginning now.
We all stare into the same patch of darkness to observe. We're not counting specific fireflies, just how many flashes we see in the 10 seconds.
Okay, stop. How many did you see?
I saw
8.
15. 12. Yeah, it was nothing for the first 3 seconds, and then they all went crazy after that.
At home, volunteers repeat 3 times within a few minutes and then record the numbers on a form, along with a few data points like weather conditions, habitat type, and if any artificial light is around. Whenever it's convenient, participants upload their data to a website maintained by Mass Audubon. It gets passed on to firefly researchers who are trying to learn more about the geographic distribution of fireflies and which environmental factors impact their numbers. Maya Haber came to the training with her husband, Sean Guillory, and her 8-year-old daughter, Zoya. Haber is from Israel, and she says for her, just seeing fireflies feels like a novelty.
I didn't even know that they existed until I came to the U.S. Like, I'd never seen them before.
Okay, I didn't know they existed until I left California.
I just saw an amber one.
Dude, there's a flying one.
Some fireflies begin flashing at dusk and blink for less than an hour. Others start later and keep at it until midnight or so. But they'll all continue lighting up the night sky through the end of the summer. Detweiler, from Beechwood Farms, says if you like fireflies, you can do some things to encourage them to come to your yard. Plant grasses and shrubs of varying heights, don't use pesticides, and turn off the porch light. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Cubis.